debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. The holidays went by so quickly, and did you remember to take care of your package with the best tools for the job? How about the Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped? It's just the thing that every guy needs in their life to make every day a little more special. The number one product in this package is the Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. And get this, it also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer to whack all the worst of your weeds. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Again, insert Bubba as your code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, it's a little bit... We're starting a little bit later than usual. We're getting into it, though. I'm going to let some of this EDM music play out. It kind of sucks, but I kind of like it. Not that much. Let's get into the show. Welcome to Off the Rails with Anna and Blitz. It's been one hell of a week. I'll say that much. It's been a little bit strange out there.
Mostly. When is it not strange?
I know
here,
there's
though?
Always just like a wrench thrown into everyone's plans at any given moment around here.
It's so crazy.
I mean, I made it through BARP, what I thought was unscathed. You know, I had one episode where I was maybe not feeling my best. And I just completely descended into chaos after that. Hang tight for just one moment, folks. Let me just, I need to feel like I'm tuned in to what's going on. And I realize we're not on Twitch, obviously, because I'm paying attention to things now.
I know. By default, I just load up Twitch. I'm like, it's not working.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's not on. And I just need to feel like we're in the space. Otherwise, I can't focus. I can't multitask worth shit. And it should just be there. Oh, wow. All me. You know what? You'd think I would like that more than I do. You'd think I would just want a big frame of me. But it's a little bit odd. But okay, we can roll with it. At least I feel like we're on now. And now I can see the chat moving. People are complaining. It's great. Now I feel like I'm home. People are yelling at me. They're insulting me. Oh, perfect. Close up. Beautiful. This camera is better than mine.
Yes.
Yeah. It. I don't know if it's the lighting or if it just
Well, the
makes...
camera itself is better and the angle is probably better.
Yeah.
I have the same camera that you're using now. I have for your area.
Yeah.
I just need to get a different way to mount it because your camera sitting on a tripod like that is not safe.
Okay.
For people walking by, and those cameras are kind of expensive.
It can fall over. It's happened to people I know.
Yes.
And sometimes cords break, and you don't even know that they break until they're broken the next day. And then Blitz goes, "How did this happen?" And I go, "I don't know.
Never thought you'd notice."
I didn't think you'd notice. The camera didn't fall apart. Yeah, but the cord snapped. Oh, yeah. It may have been because I knocked it over yesterday. My bad. 813-90-BUBBA. I'm going to put you on hold, sir or ma'am, most likely a sir. But yeah, I was so excited. I'm like, I made it through BARP.
Oh, what's up, dude in chat? His name is Ty J. Armstrong.
Oh, for real? What up, Ty J? Awesome. Ty J's the man. He was so funny. I don't think he realizes how funny he is. It's one of those things where, like, I didn't even want to, like, obviously I wanted to engage, but I wanted to be a spectator.
Yeah.
Because he got on something, he just kept going. And Ty J is such a, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the janitor or the CEO, Ty J is going to treat you the same.
I can't wait to go kayaking with him and Bubba.
Yeah, you guys need to get that footage of Bubba in a fucking 500-pound kayak. Not that the kayak weighs 500 pounds, but it can tolerate 500 pounds.
Like, there'll be no issue at all with that. The issue will be him complaining about his shoulder halfway through the paddling.
Halfway? How about, like, four strokes in?
Well, what I'm saying is we're going to be still going out or going to wherever we're going to go, and he's going to start complaining.
You got
to
gimmick him up. And then he's gonna want to tie on to one of yours, probably Ty J's, and then just be kind of like a little rowboat,
which might
being
be
pulled like a wagon.
That might be good footage.
That'll be excellent footage. It'll be fun as fuck.
Bring rope
to watch. Yeah, but Ty J was so cool, so funny. I loved watching him just tell stories. You know, it is funny because cool. Like some people assume maybe that when you're in a group of people and you're, you know, on the radio and do stuff, that you want to be the life of the party or you want to be the center of attention, which sometimes I do. But a lot of times I just want to take a back seat.
Me
like
too.
During Bubble 199,
yep.
I was on camera, I mean, in my normal seat for 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt guilty. I go, Anna, and at the beginning, Bubba says, hey, this is about you guys. This is about the listeners. This is about the supporters. Don't, you know, this is all about you, whatever you want to do. And I certainly did not want to be there hogging up space like a fucking asshole.
Right.
So I did, you know, I got us into the groove and then I'm like, bye. And it was just nice to kind of float around, talk to people.
And Ty J, we need to go fly drone sometime.
Oh, shit. Is it the hotline? Hang tight. Hello, who's this? Hello?
That was weird.
Hi, this is Jane from the Vehicle Service Department.
Of course, yes.
Wait.
Hi.
I just shut it off.
Oh, man.
I wasn't sure how they got a hold of the hotline.
That was like line 6 or something.
It was line 11. Isn't that the one
even
line?
Better. Yeah, even better.
All right, let's take this call. Hello,
my vehicle
who's
warranty is about to run out. Now what
hey,
am I going to do?
Friend, how are you?
Hey, little purple jersey. What's going on?
What's happening? I just wanted to give a shout out to all you guys. Thank you for an awesome weekend.
It was fun.
I'm glad you're not sick and didn't get COVID. Somehow I came out unscathed as well, even though I was with everybody that is positive with COVID now.
Right.
Yeah, so, all 90 of them?
Whatever it was, however many tested positive, yeah. Blitz, did you see that post I sent you last night? I know you love Grant Cardone.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that. I was like, holy shit. $40 million mansion. That blew my mind.
I mean,
but anyways,
hey, good for him. He, you know, fake it till you make it, and he's made it.
Yeah, exactly. But have a good show, guys. I just want to say what's up.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Perp. Don't freeze.
Yeah, 18 degrees, it looks like, in Baltimore or wherever you're at. Okay.
Maryland.
That works. But yeah, so I thought I made it through Barb. It had a great time. I was super impressed by, honestly, Bubba. I really didn't think that was going to go over so well. Whoever gave him whatever gimmick he was on, it fucking worked like a charm.
Yeah, and I think he was in the mindset of, I have to be cool and just let things happen, because if not, I'm going to flip out and then everyone's going to not be cool. And it, like, the event, it, you know, all the events went off, I wouldn't say without a hitch, but, like, no medium problems. Like,
no,
there was nothing,
no, it
nothing
was great.
Big at all.
It was a lot of fun. The whole weekend was a great time, so thank you guys for coming out. And I thought I made it through to the other side. Went to jiu-jitsu on Monday, was walking off the mat and started just feeling real fucking weird. And I'm like, well, maybe it was because I was choked out. Like, maybe it was because someone tried to put me in an armbar. Maybe that's why I'm feeling a little weak. And I'm like, it's Monday. And, you know, maybe I was, doing some stuff on the weekend, smoking a pancake sort of thing and drinking more than I usually am used to. So I kind of gave myself some leeway for about 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden it occurred to me, oh, shit, I may be sick. So to be honest with you, Monday night going to bed was a little bit off, but my fever broke in the middle of the night. I could have powered through on Tuesday, but decided against it, decided to play it safe. It's odd, and I know that most people are in the situation, but I feel like with us, it's obviously in the extreme, but either you get called a puss pants for not showing up to work, or if you show up, then you're a grandma killer. So it's just one way or the other. I certainly wouldn't put anybody at risk if I was really that sick or coughing or anything like that. So I just want people to know that I was, come Wednesday, which is, yeah, the day I showed up, Wednesday, I was fine. Mm-hmm. I was totally fine. I wasn't, I had zero symptoms. I had taken some hydroxychloroquine, you know, for those that believe or don't believe, whatever. I felt good. I felt fine. I didn't feel weak. I didn't feel feverish. I had COVID back in last April, and it definitely had some lingering effects for, you know, at least a week, and I didn't have any of that. It was like, it was an in and out. It was a 4-hour sickness, and I was good to go. So
the only issue I've had at all has been the first day my throat was a little sore and I coughed a little bit, and then runny nose and sneezing, and that's literally it. Like, nothing else.
Right.
I took a test yesterday afternoon, negative.
Okay. I've taken two and they were negative.
Yep.
And I also, you know, contacted my physician, Dan, and he said, if you're feeling good and you don't have any symptoms, you should be good to go to work on Wednesday.
Right.
So I listened. So I just want people to know that I was getting some heat. I certainly don't want people thinking that I'm putting people at risk, you know, all that sort of thing, because I did feel a little bit bad about that. But we're good. We're good. 813-90-BUBBA. Weekend plans. I mean, I had a bunch of stuff lined up, but now it's all Ozark, baby. Like, yeah. I didn't realize. I'm going to have to put all my documentaries on hold. I was in the middle of a one on the Russian Revolution yesterday.
Okay.
But that needs to be put on hold because that, listen, that can wait. I don't know. Russian history can wait.
Now, are you a go back and watch the old episodes or just the new ones?
You know, I was actually thinking about this. I cannot go back and rewatch.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
I know people who've been like, I've seen Game of Thrones. This is my 10th cycle of going, what? Why do you like new shit? I see an episode one time. I've seen it. Enough. We move on. I don't even like watching movies more than once. Some people watch, I have to watch this every Christmas. Every Christmas, the same fucking, I'm like, you know what happens? The same jokes are made. The same plot line, nothing changes, and sometimes people can watch it like multiple times in a season, like, you know, the Christmas Story. Oh yeah, I'll just watch it for 24 hours in a row on TNT. What? Don't you have a life? That's disgusting, and you're mentally ill.
Yeah, so there's a few movies that, like, I've watched multiple times, but like TV shows, maybe I'll go back and watch a second time, but almost never more than that. I mean,
no, that's not my cup of tea. I've seen it once. I know what happens. I don't need to watch it again. Unless I need a little bit of a refresher. Like, it's been, because, you know.
And a lot of times too, like, if I'm sitting down, I'm like, okay, I'm watching this show. I won't need to watch it again. But if it's like on and I'm kind of doing other stuff or like, you know, whatever.
You're multitasking.
Yeah. Then like, I'll go watch it again so that. Yeah. Like, so that basically I've seen all of it once.
Enough. And there's going to be at least a 90 recap, you know, a little trailer at the beginning, kind of detailing.
That's true.
I'm good. And I just want to get into the good stuff. And to be honest with you, more than anything, I am up against the clock of Bubba Clem. Because he will watch that shit and he will ruin that shit. So I have to watch it before he does so I can either ruin it for him or at least be on his level.
I'm
fucking paranoid. He told me I wanted to walk out immediately and start watching it.
So last night, I like...
That fucker will call me. Hey, did you see that? No, fucker!
So the past like week, someone talked me into watching Ozark. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start
it. It's only three seasons.
I know. And I was told, oh, you got until April until the next season comes out. I was like, okay. Well, I got plenty of time then because...
Guys, that person is me.
Yeah.
That person is me. I said, you got to watch this. And I'm not a, you got to watch this kind of gal.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
And we like similar stuff. So if you suggested it, I'm like, you know what? You said, hey, that you'd like it. You should watch it. I was like, okay, well, I'll give it at least a few episodes in and see, and just to see.
Yeah, you'll like it.
I'm sure I will. And then yesterday I went to go start to watch it. And it said, I went online and it said, oh, season 4 comes out in like 3 hours.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'm not even going to start this shit. And so now I might just never watch it.
Yeah, that sucks because I kind of get your point because Bubba's going to talk about it.
Yeah, because he's going to be watching it this weekend. And
he's
going to
ruin it.
Yeah.
And you're done for. And then what's the point if you already know the plot?
Right.
And some of the best parts of Ozark are the, oh, moments. The plot twist. Oh, my God. Her own brother? Like, that sort of shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I feel like... Like, I think we even watched the last scene of the last episode, you know, prior to season 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just such a jarring thing. And I can't believe it's been over a year since I've seen an episode. So I need to run home and watch it immediately. But it's unfortunate because it is really good, but it's going to get ruined for you. So,
daunting. $5 cash. Good morning,
Thank
Honor
you Blitz. Very Blitz much. So that's on the weekend. I'm planning on going to Carrabba's with some of the ladies.
Nice.
And having a I'm going with Italians on Sunday and we're doing Italian dinner.
Now,
like, it's just perfect.
Does Carrabba's have enough food for you, like, that you can choose?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been peeping that menu since last year. Because I went last year because Mr. Kevin Hazlett, future Congressman Kevin Hazlett.
Yes. I prefer to call him President Hazlett.
Fuhrer, Hazlett, shame. I'm like, is he going to even want to associate with us at all? If he doesn't, I totally understand.
Right.
I'm like, we're no good for you anymore. You need to be clean. But yeah, so we're going to Carrabba's. I'm excited to see some peeps. Here's the thing, though. Like, I know I'm not sick, sort of a thing, but yep. I am going with someone who's like in their mid 60s and maybe had a cobalt hip replacement.
Oh, nice.
And now I'm fit. Here's my rule of thumb, and you guys let me know or fucking don't because you're mean to me. But this is my rule of thumb: if I'm gonna hang out with somebody, you just let them know what the situation is before.
So when are you gonna tell them?
After the dinner is over. I'm kidding. Obviously before.
But I mean like today, tomorrow,
I'll
Sunday.
Probably say something either today or tomorrow and be like, hey. And it's a group, but I'll message them individually. Because when you're talking about health or something kind of personal, you don't put that in a group chat.
No,
you
got
to message each person individually and go, hey, here's the deal.
Correct.
And then if they want to talk to each other about it, that's their business. But, you know. So I'll just tell them the deal. Hey, listen, I was hanging out with some fucking COVID sick bitches this weekend, having a grand old time, super spreader event. I've tested negative twice. I was a little sick on Monday. We're 5 days out from that, whatever. If you feel comfortable, I'm happy to do it. If not, I understand. Like, I feel like that is as fair as it gets.
That's absolutely fair.
And if they say, I would prefer to wait, then we wait. But at least they know, and if they get sick and die, then that's on them.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
I've done my due diligence. And I know a lot of people, you know, I said a few things maybe before Barb saying that, you know, I was feeling a little off and I didn't get tested on purpose, which is only partially true. It was a little bit of a tightness here.
Right.
But when I actually felt sick, I didn't show up for work. And I did get tested, even though, you know, they encourage you to get tested. And then when you're negative, they go, that test doesn't work. And then you go, oh, okay. Well, let me get PCR. And they go, no, that doesn't work with Omicron. Sorry, that doesn't work with Omicron.
I think the antigen's the one that doesn't really work with...
Well, whatever it is, I'm just saying that people will always say if it's negative, well, could be positive.
Of course.
And then as soon as it's positive, they're like, well, that is 100% guaranteed.
They can't be bad. I saw the certificate.
Yeah, the certificate looks good, guys. It's from fucking China. It's from China. Everything is from China. They gave us the disease. Did you guys hear that? You guys fucking hear that, what I'm dealing with? This guy over here. He has allergies, except he doesn't. So it's a little bit alarming. You may have noticed that he was hardly on camera during the whole fucking show. I was, because I know the deal, because I'm paying attention to this stuff. Maybe you guys don't notice, but when Blitz is suddenly
goes
off camera, I'm like, what is he? I'm like, he's either eating or sneezing.
Shut up.
And I'm looking at, and we're watching a video, so we're all distracted, and I just fucking, where's Blitz? Or just a blank square. But I know I'm messaging. I'm like, you motherfucker, save me some of whatever you're eating. That's what I thought you were eating. I'm like, damn, this.
It was it was chicken fingers today.
This Pega was been.
It was chicken fingers.
I'm like, he's eating a 7-course meal? What's going on? The guy can't put the fork down. Is he okay? Because that's usually what happens.
Yeah, it was chicken fingers. Sorry, I got stuff to do during the break.
I got chicken fingers for 4 hours straight. I noticed. I didn't say anything until now, which is why you'll see me right now. Listen, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Or it won't be.
Wave bye to Anna today. She's not coming back on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the pizza thing. It occurred to me, I think it was yesterday, where like the notes that I have to write myself about work are very different from the notes that other people have to write to themselves, you know?
Okay.
Like, don't forget the frozen pizza! Like, that's
the collie
work.
Crust pizza.
The cauliflower pizza. I think it's going to be better than expected. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Okay.
But I have a different sort of, I have a palate that likes like stuff that tastes kind of like shit. Because I'm like, I know it's good for me or better for me. So,
barely.
Yeah, whatever. I wouldn't say barely, but just in general, you know, just in general. By the way, those Brussels sprouts you gave me, I was only going to eat half, but then I accidentally ate them all. And it fucked up my stomach.
That's why I didn't want them. Because I knew that if I started eating them, I'd eat them all and it would fuck my stomach up.
Well, don't worry about that because I did it for you. I was like, God fucking damn it. I'm eating that. I'm like, oh, these are really good. I'm like, this is not the move.
Well, I really like Brussels sprouts.
Stop. I'm going to pee in my pants. It was kind of...
You know that's what happened.
Yeah, no shit. I was there.
Lots of shit.
Whatever. I hear they're good for you. But yeah, so thanks for that. Appreciate it.
They did have them at Publix, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I told you that they weren't there because I like did a thorough investigation. Were they as good as the ones at Sprouts?
I actually didn't buy them.
You didn't buy them?
No, they didn't look as good as the one at Sprouts.
Yeah. Sprouts is the shit, man. I fucking love that place.
I'm not a huge fan.
Huh?
I'm not a big fan of Sprouts. They don't have a lot of what I like.
Well, what do you like? You like bubbly
food and shit.
No, you don't like Sprouts?
Not really.
I don't like all the. It's like it's fun. It's kind of a little offbeat,
no,
organic
not.
Bullshit. Yeah, it is. It's the best. I love Sprouts.
Yeah,
I could
live
there.
Offbeat and bullshit, but that's about it.
I like it. I want more of it. Yes, please. More.
Ugh.
So, what other weekend plans do you have in store? Besides eating Brussels sprouts from Publix.
I didn't buy them.
Okay. But anyways, what else are you up to?
I'm not sure yet. I was going to go to a firework meeting on the East Coast. But...
A firework meeting?
Yeah.
You can't do this over Zoom? Oh, a meeting? Like, not in terms of, like, you meet up, like a meetup.
Yeah, it's a once-a-month meeting, and then, like, we build fireworks.
Oh, you build? Oh, that sounds safe.
Yeah, it is. It's real safe.
That sounds like you don't have an agenda. We're building fireworks together.
Right.
To take people out. Take some fucking people out we don't like.
No.
That's why you be nice to this guy. He's got all the guns and all the fireworks.
Whatever.
And he's not in a good mood because he's been sneezing a lot.
I got allergies.
Gotta toe the line with this one. You don't have fucking allergies.
That was
my excuse. What I tell people, I go,
I
have allergies.
The pollen?
Yeah, right. I go, yeah, I got allergies. They go, I didn't know you had allergies. I'm like, oh, I fucking don't have allergies. But anywho, all right. So you're doing your firework meeting.
I'm not going now.
You're not gonna go.
No.
Okay, because you don't want to be a super spreader like Barb.
Right, because a bunch of old guys there. And then we hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Right, and make out.
Mm-hmm.
Deep tongue, throat, kiss the old men.
Hell yeah.
No country for old men. Because they're all fucking dead.
So I might go over to my parents' house a little bit. I have to work on my Explorer.
Okay.
Change the... Obviously, just so you know, the entire hub assembly, the rear passenger side hub assembly has to be replaced.
Of your car?
Yeah, so I was going to do that maybe. But
thank you so much.
But it might be shitty out, so I might just hang out at the house.
That sounds good. It is the 1 year anniversary of Biden being in office. I can't believe it's been a year of this bullshit, but we've only got, what, one down, three to go? If Biden makes it that long, it should be interesting to see what happens over the next, I would say, 12 months. I feel like he's definitely not going to make it full term.
There's no way. Like, so you say you can't believe it's been a year. Like, it seems like it's been like three or four.
It feels like it's been that long.
Okay, yeah. To me, it does.
Time is, I don't know, ever since March of 2020, either time has gone by really slow or really fast or some kind of combination of both.
Yes.
Like, somehow, pre-COVID seems like so long ago, but it's also hard to believe that it's, you know, when you talk about March 2020, that was almost 2 years ago.
I know.
And it seemed like, you know, I keep saying, oh, you know, last year when the year before, it's like, it's crazy to think that it's been 2 years, but also time feels like it's standing still and going fast. It's kind of just you're in this time warp, like Amichi Lukaku or something like that, doing the time, space, you know, relativity thing. And I don't know what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right.
Let's do the time warp today.
Yeah. Is that a Rocky Horror Picture Show thing?
Yeah. I think
that came to my attention when I was in middle school. I was very confused by it. I'm like, why do you guys? First of all, I was confused from a young age because I was always a you see a movie once, why do you need to watch it again person? So I'd be like, I don't understand why you need to watch this movie every fucking month. That seems stupid. Oh, and you get dressed up and you act weird? Yeah, no thanks. Well, can we go over the archetype of person that goes to this type of stuff? Is it like the drama person? Yes. It like the-
So the Mariner, I got your email and I see you. I cannot attend the St. Pete Boat Show. Would you like tickets, Anna, for the St. Pete Boat Show this weekend? That's what I thought. I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
I can't go, but I can't. Thank you.
I have things.
Ozark to watch.
I have things to do. No, I don't.
If I felt better and I didn't have anything to do, I actually would go there, so I appreciate it, but I can't.
Yeah. What did I just ask you?
The archetype of people that go to Rocky Horror.
Yes, the archetype of person. Can we go over that? What is the archetype of person that goes to that sort of thing? It's got to be like a fucking weird band geek type drama nerd.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right. I've never been, despite being in dance most of my childhood and adolescence and in my early 20s, I was never a musical person. I felt like that it was just a different breed. Like, I enjoyed dancing, and I enjoyed watching dancing, but dancing and movies were separate. Mm-hmm. Separate but equal.
Right.
You know, just not together, separate but equal. Not like in a Jim Crow kind of way, but just I didn't like them together because I always felt like the dancing and the singing inhibited the plot from going forward. Like, I remember watching Evita one time. I'm like, every time this bitch breaks out in song, I don't know what the fuck is going on. This is a 3-hour movie. It could be 20 minutes if she just stopped fucking singing and dancing.
I think the people that go to that grow up and go to Comic-Con. Have you ever been there?
I have. I've seen some disturbing things at Comic-Con. Disturbing fucking things.
Oh, you went to Comic-Con once, right?
Twice.
Oh.
I said twice, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes you look back at your former self and you go, huh? How did I? And even the more bizarre is that I didn't even get bamboozled into that. I was the one that organized it.
At least you didn't dress up, though, right?
I didn't the second year, but I did the first. But not in like a fucking loser anime. No offense, guys. Costume with a mask and all that bullshit. It was just like I was Lara Croft. Like, that's cool.
No,
like, that's a cool, that was like a sexy, cool thing.
I mean,
and
like,
I pulled it off well, I thought.
I joke to you about going, but like, I would have gone.
Now it's like, there's like a visceral reaction. When I see people dressed in with like face paint anime bullshit or like Sailor Moon, I start to get a panic attack. I go, no, thank you.
But
no.
Like, you're kind of glad you went though, right?
Like for the like the stories, I guess.
Sure.
I saw some white people doing some weird ass shit.
Of course.
I don't know if you guys ever seen LARPing, but it's disturbing to watch.
Oh my god.
Watching these fucking bozos hit each other with these like foam dildos, you're just like,
for 3 points.
What the fuck? Yeah, and it's a competition. So it's not even like hitting yourself with dildos, but who's the best at it? And then you get a prize, and you can only do it with one hand, and I think the most entertaining part of that is seeing like people with real emotions.
Right.
Like, if I were doing it, I'd be like, ah, I just hit you in the face with my fake dick.
Of course.
But they're just like, down, or like whatever. You have 30 seconds, a minute, and then you see people go, fuck, damn it. And I'm just like, oh, you're really invested in this.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. You know, and if I'm shaming you for being like a fucking loser or being like, do you know what, I know what a vagina feels like, I wanted to make those kind of jokes to them. It's hard to make those now because I'm kind of a loser, but that's fine. I'm fine. It's good. 81390 Bubba. But yeah, I went to Comic-Con twice. Not proud of it. Never going again. No, thank you. Like I know I've mentioned this before, but my tastes and things are changing. I feel like they've even changed in the time that I've been a part of this show.
Yeah, since for the past half hour or so, 45 minutes.
Yeah. Not this show, but I mean, since I've been part of Bubba's show,
oh,
I feel
definitely.
Like I used to want to go to all of the festivals and do the things and do the dancing, and I don't like any of that anymore. Like, even a little. Like, it just seems like a big fucking chore to me. And yeah. I just don't have it
well,
in
you
me
said
anymore.
Last week about the story, you and your friend went out for all of 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. 15 minutes. And then I tried to inch us back to the car immediately because I realized I had made a big fat mistake. I feel like you dress this idea up in your head of like what going out is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're because in my little peanut head, I remember it like I was when I was 21 and how much fun it was. And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, this is great. I mean, I remember I would go to this club and they had like a big, I guess the only way to describe it is like a wooden block that I guess the chicks would sometimes dance on. It wasn't very big. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, 3.5 by 3.5 foot block. And there'd be this big bouncer named Dave. And Dave would just, like, always get me up on this block, and I would just be dancing my ass, and it was just, like, super fun.
Okay.
Like, that's how I think of it. But now I have to realize it's a completely different situation where, like, my back hurts. And, like, my knees, and I'm, like, sore from, you know, foam rolling, you know.
Oh, my God.
So I have to take all that into consideration, and then when I go out, I go, I could have just done this at home and not put on makeup or a bra or pants, really. Didn't even have to really leave my living room. I could have just poured myself some wine for $0 and 0 cents,
You could have listened to Doja Cat at home.
Could have listened to Doja Cat at home.
Whoever that is.
But instead, yeah, fucking Lummy.
Can we talk about that, too?
Let's talk about it right now. Well... I don't want to say Lummy's an idiot, but I mean, that's a separate issue. But Lummy is apparently going to the Hangout.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. It's on the Florida-Alabama scrimmage line.
It's at Florabama.
What is that?
That's like the bar or whatever. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I guess it's this big festival, and Lummy was trying to, I guess, get Blitz to go, and he is going. You are going.
I think so. If I can get the day off, then yes, I'm going to go.
And Lummy's trying to pitch this to Blitz, and he goes, listen, there's a bunch of no-names that
are
going
to be
there.
He's like, look, there's a hot chicks, there's this and that, and like, you can hang out, I'll get you VIP, we got somewhere to stay, we got a condo on the beach. He's like, but the people there, they're just nobodies. Like, I haven't heard of any of them.
Like, the performers,
Yeah, the performers are nobodies.
And he starts listening off, and I think he said, Post Malone? Post Malone's going to be there, Lum? And he says it in the form of a question. So he's like, Post Malin? I'm like, what? And then he's like, Doja Cat? Huh? These are not no names, motherfucker.
What about Halsey? What do you say?
Halsey?
Hasley? No, he said Hasley.
Hasley? I'm like, I think the L's before the S, homie, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's like all these big known people. He had no idea who they were.
In music. Whether you like them or not is a different issue. But, I mean, he's making it seem like there's some fucking jobbers in a garage band. I'm like, these are A-list celebs.
Yeah.
And Lummy just, he had no clue at all. Lummy is my generation, but he is like he's an old man. Like, he has the taste of, like the musical taste of, like, a boomer, doesn't he? Isn't that what he listens to?
Yeah, for sure.
If he's not listening to, you know, Bubba Replays or Howard or royalty-free and music.
There was a time where I was like that, but at least...
Listening to Rush.
Yeah, and I still do, but, like, But I still at least knew, like, the top. The
You're
top,
aware of.
Yeah, aware. I didn't listen to it, but I still knew it.
I really don't quite understand people who, like, if you like 70s classic rock or whatever.
I do.
Like, and that's fine, but people who are like, that's all I listen to. I like music from way back in the day. It's like, yeah, but if you only listen to music from a certain time period that has passed, you literally have no new influx of music ever.
Right.
Because that period is over. So what do you do? Like, that's why I always like listening to new shit. And even though, like, I enjoy listening to, like, a nostalgic Britney or, like, an old Nelly song every once in a while, I really prefer listening to stuff that I like right now, oddly enough. Because I'm just like, this is new, this is fresh for me. I don't need to go down memory lane every fucking 5 seconds.
Right.
But that's just
me. And that's the thing, you listen to those stations, like, because I like 70s classic rock. But, like, if you're listening to it all day, you hear the same, like, 14 songs.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I hate Guns N' Roses, because I worked for WRAF Riff in Detroit, Michigan. And it ruined it for me, because they only have 6 songs in the queue. That's it. It's mm-hmm. just 6 songs. It's just, like, Foo Fighters and Guns N' Roses, and maybe Van Halen, and that is all that they played. And they just play that all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I see the people that work there, and they still post. It's just the same thing. Like, they've been doing the same thing, plug and play, for fucking one guy's like my age. He's been there for like 16, 17 years. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Maybe try something new? I don't know.
Yeah.
But not everybody's like me. I want to try to escape and go to crazy places. Like, I was thinking about, I was like, maybe I should just do, like, summer in Estonia. Not the whole summer.
Oh.
But, like, go somewhere fucking crazy and be like, oh, I went to fucking Finland. What's in Finland? I don't know. I just decided to go check it out. That's what I want to do.
Was that, like, a Czech joke?
No.
Oh.
Huh? No, that wasn't a Czech joke. Oh. No. But I am trying to go somewhere for my birthday. I'm not sure where. I'm thinking somewhere in the Caribbean or Colombia. Like, how badly do I want to get cocaine from the source?
No,
I don't know.
Kidding.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe just going straight to the source. Everyone's been raving about it and how great it is. Kevin Hazlett, not anything to do with cocaine or anything like that, but he's just like, Medellin, it's a great city, Medellin. I'm like, maybe I go to fucking Medellin. I don't know. But I'm thinking maybe more Caribbean. Maybe we go to Puerto Rico. And by we, I mean me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
you should go on a cruise.
Fuck a cruise. I hate cruises. I don't want to talk about cruises anymore. Cruises are the stupidest fucking way. It's not even traveling. Just stay the fuck home if you're going to go on a goddamn cruise. First off, I just said earlier, I don't like where there's people, okay? I'm sick of people. I don't want to be in a fucking cabin on the ocean and I can't escape. And it's not really traveling. You're just like in the ocean, then you dock, you get a magnet, and you fucking leave. I would rather like live like a fucking peasant and go around and meet some people and see some shit, you know? Try a dog leg. Do something different.
So rather than going on a cruise, you're just going to like sit in your closet for a couple of days because it's the same size as a room in the cruise.
Exactly. I might as well just sit in my fucking closet. Listen, it is not fun for me to be like going to lunch or going to dinner or just wanting to be by myself and eat in peace and having, you know, 50 of my best cruise buddies there with me. That's not fun for me. I could do a cruise for like a night. I could do one of those cruises.
No, those are horrible.
They are bad around here, but I'm just saying in theory, I could do it for like a night where you go, you see some stuff, you get fucked up, you sleep, you wake up, you're off the boat. But
yeah.
For like 3 or 4 days, like no, and the fact that people consider that traveling is offensive to me, because I'm like, you gotta fucking really, if you want to travel, you want to see shit, go see some shit. Don't go to like a little port where it's just catered to you and your, you know, stupid.
You can rent some shitty Jeep and go
right,
check out the sites
like,
that are set up.
But I have to understand that A, not everybody is like me, which is you know. It's a lesson I have to relearn every single day. I'm like, why do people like that shit? Why do people like sports? Why do people like this, that? And then I go on and not everyone's like you. And then I go, oh yeah, I forgot.
Now, do you like, like, I mean, around here, there's not a bunch of like hiking destinations, but do you like going somewhere new like that and like.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I value new shit, even if I don't necessarily like it. But I feel like there's stuff that, like, you can't go wrong with. You know, you go hiking, you see some beautiful scenes or views, and
right.
and you get some fresh air. Like, you can't go wrong with that. A cruise, everything about it is not anything that I like. And if I am going to travel, the things I value about traveling are novelty and seeing new things, talking to new people, trying new cuisine, things like that. Not sitting in a fucking hotel on the water. Like, that's insane to me. I don't even like spending time at, like, a resort for very long. If we're going somewhere new, like, I want to fucking explore some shit. That's mm-hmm. what I'm about. So, yep. I don't know. We value different things. If you want to go and relax and sit, like, a Oompa Loompa, you know, at a pool, on a cruise, by all means, do your thing. Especially, like, a Disney cruise. Like, oh, God. Now it's themed. Are there people that go on Disney cruises with no children?
I would think so.
Because I feel like the FBI needs to keep tabs on those people.
Oh, yeah. They need to check their hard drives.
Absolutely not okay. Let's take a few calls. We'll go to break. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Trey Meat.
What's up, Trey Meat? You sound sad.
No, well, I am sad. I'm at work, too, just talking to Sally. Sorry, man. They're heavy. I was on the phone. But I am sad, actually. My grandma passed away today. But
oh,
anyway, so
I'm sorry.
Why'd you kill your grandma?
Yeah, trust me. She was like 94. No, she was cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. But anyways, what I was
trying
me
just did a drug deal.
Sorry, go ahead. Anyway,
I know I didn't do a drug deal. No, I'm a UPS guy. Okay. But anyway,
so you could have done a drug deal.
So, yeah, I could have possibly. Anyway, back in the day, you were talking about going on a cruise and out of town, and you're going to go somewhere. If you're going to go somewhere, I like Aruba. I went scuba dive, did all the snorkeling and stuff. It was really cool. Beautiful water.
Okay.
Nightlife's a little bit sketchy, whatever, but there's casinos and hotels you can gamble in.
Okay.
There you
and
go.
Then,
two of my favorite things.
yeah. And then the other thing is, like, I took a cruise to, sorry about that, man. No,
you're good. That's okay.
I took a cruise to the Bahamas or whatever.
Yeah.
Got off the ship, got some trees. Had the best trees I've ever had in my life was over there in the Bahamas. I was probably only like 18, 19 years old, got in the cab, was like, hey, bro, you know what I mean? Can I get some trees? And of course, he looks at me like, oh, look at this little dork. I'm going to take him to the ghetto. And he did. And I was scared. But the funny thing is in the Bahamas, they won't smoke after you. Like, you have to smoke your own. Like, I bought enough for like two or three of us. And they wouldn't do it. They were just like, no, you Americans smoke your stuff. We smoke ours. We don't smoke after y'all.
You know why?
I thought that was crazy.
Smallpox.
COVID.
Oh, that. They're like, the white men try to kill us in different ways. Yeah. And one of them is, the easiest ways is with disease because they're not stronger than us.
I don't blame them.
You know?
Well, I just thought that was interesting. And like I said, if you go somewhere, I like Ireland and Aruba. Like, Ireland was
Ireland.
Cool to the people. Yeah. Yeah,
Ireland
like
and Aruba.
Party city.
They get the best trees.
I don't want to... I'm tired of farting. I literally said that. I'm tired of doing the party thing.
They got good trees. Well,
I don't want fucking trees. And I don't want party. Fucking Guinness! I want
well, I love
beaches!
You guys.
And pizza.
And pizza! And it better be Detroit style. I think that city did fucking right. Sorry, Track. Have a great day. I'm sorry about your grandma. Love you. Sorry.
Detroit pizza really is the best.
Dude, it's the fucking best.
It's the best.
I've been trying to tell this asshole about Blackjack's, this place. And it's one of those things that I forgot about it. It was like so good I blacked out because I just was like coming in ecstasy as I ate from this like Detroit style pizza. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago. And I forgot how good it is. And I'm like, this place is very close to me. And so that is the move. Blackjack's all corner pizza. 8 corner, which is actually 2 pieces if I investigated this all on my own. You guys like the corner pieces? They got 8 corner pizza. And I was like, how the fuck? I'm trying to do the math in my head. I'm like, corner, 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 corner. Turns out it's actually 2 independent pizzas, each with 4 slices. You guess it, because 4 and 4 = 8. Beat me to the punchline. Yeah.
Why not just go to Jets? Jets offers an 8 corner pizza.
You could do that too, but why wouldn't you want to just try something new at Blackjack's?
Have an all corner pizza?
Have all corner pizza, not just 4 corner pizza.
8.
8 corner pizza. Shit. Fuck. It's the best pizza in the world. It's so fucking good.
I do want to try it.
That's my porn. Like when Bubba had that shit, that it was just like a still shot of like a pizza, like that cheese pull. I couldn't even concentrate on what he was talking about. He was talking about some important stuff.
He started playing
like, so
it.
China. I'm like, shut up and play the fucking pizza.
He started playing it and like literally my eyes looked over and I was like, what the fuck is that? That's fucking, and I saw it as a video. I'm like, whoa.
Cock in his hand immediately.
I did. That's why I was off camera.
Oh, sorry.
Truth be known. What are you doing?
What? Your cock was in your hand.
I know. What does that mean?
Nothing.
You were like this.
No, I went like I'm holding it from the side. Like this.
Oh, I do this.
Oh. Because you can't see Blitz. Blitz is into some sick shit, folks. He likes to stick his pinky finger, which, by the way, he has pretty big hands, so his pinky finger is like my fist, in his pee hole. Just to get his rocks off. He's like, it feels really good when you take it out. I'm like, yeah, of course, because you're torturing yourself.
Yeah, the one pinky cul-de-sac technique.
You know what? That's... The one pinky called Zach Jones.
Look it up online. Google it. It has my name.
Yeah, he developed that technique on his own. But like, I feel like because we're such a dopamine rich society, like we're getting hits everywhere. The only way that you can get your next big dopamine hit is if you torture yourself and then stop torturing yourself.
Okay.
Like stick your finger in your dick hole.
Okay.
And then you pull it out and you're like, oh, it feels so good when I take it out because I've been torturing myself.
Oh, is that what
you know
it
what
is?
I mean? I think that's what it is. So
I mean, but like that's what people do, like the fucking like tie themselves up from their legs from the ceiling and hang upside down, like choke themselves out. And
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I think that's because we live in a very depraved society, but beyond that, it's the fact that everything is so pleasurable with us. You get, you know, your on-demand streaming services, you got your phone, you got your social media, you got Big Macs, your every whim, every corner. So the only way to really get that big dopamine hit is to inflict a lot of pain on yourself. And then when the pain stops, you get a big rush. Don't you know?
I think that's part of it. But also part of it, I think, is like people are just desensitized to like regular sex because of all this shit they see online.
I wasn't even just talking about sex. I'm just talking about like, yeah, dopamine in general. But
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about doing this is my new thing, by the way.
Okay.
So buckle up. I think I'm thinking about doing a dopamine detox. And what the parameters of that are, I'm not quite sure yet. But I've been looking up ways to kind of recalibrate myself so I can feel pleasure more. And I don't mean necessarily sexually, but I'm saying that that's also might be included.
In case you can't see me, that's me hitting the microphone on my head.
Oh, yeah. He's not impressed. But think about it. If you were to, like, no social media, like, no porn, no music, no TV for a week, and then suddenly...
How are you gonna fucking pull that off?
Well, I'm saying, like, I'll still use my electronic devices because of work and stuff, but if I just delete... say my Instagram off, I'll still keep Bubba Army because I'll have to post stuff.
Okay.
But Bubba Army's doesn't pull me in like my own does because it's just shit that Bubba likes and stuff, you know, the people that he's following.
Right.
So that's not enticing to me at all. I can just post and walk away. But with my own, that's when I get in trouble.
It's not the large chicks eating.
No, it's not the large chicks eating. It's not the chicks with the great asses that maybe also like to binge eat. There's a lot of binge eating on my...
Yeah, I know.
My forum. But that's what I like to look at. I like it when people do like when they break like a cookie or like a donut and they go, oh, and then they show the middle of it. They show the cross section. I like that shit. It gives me pleasure. It makes my little brain so happy.
God, you're fucking weird.
So fucking weird. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brandon LaCroix.
What's up, Brandon?
Brandon the man.
Let's go, Brandon.
Not much. Well, I was just listening to you guys and then I was watching the video. The whole video earlier today.
Oh, okay. It'll be on our OnlyFans on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I got a...
I know.
Well,
I know.
Yeah. But...
Oh.
But I wanted to know, have you guys ever heard of Bacon Fest? That's what we have here in Iowa. People mark out the bacon so bad. It's like a Comic-Con, but it's for bacon.
Now, that I would go to.
I'm not a big fan of bacon, though.
It's $80 a ticket.
What?
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's $80 a ticket.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I would still go.
And every year they had like a theme. Like the first year they had Bacon Mania, so everybody dressed up as pro wrestlers and crap like that.
Brother.
Yeah. And Blitz, I think you would like the show Outer Banks on Netflix, because that's about a shipwreck and there's a bunch of hot chicks on there. It's really good.
Obviously, oh. You haven't been edging. I can tell by your tone of voice.
Well, I've been edging since. Well, I'm just excited that I made my porn debut this morning.
Nice.
And you've seen the video then?
That's what he was saying. He got to see the whole video today.
And you like that? Did you like watching yourself? Did it turn you on watching yourself?
A little bit, but then it kind of freaked me out.
Okay. That happens with me too. Not that I have videos of myself.
I was going to say, holy shit.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you're watching something, you're like, yeah. And then you're kind of like, wait, what? Why am I aroused by this?
Yeah.
Does that mean something's wrong with me? And then you're just like, this is a locked box. I'm not telling anybody. I'm throwing away the key.
And then you get on the radio show and talk
about
it.
And then I talk about it like I did just now because I'm stupid. Okay.
But I just wanted to see. So what's Strawberry Fest like in Florida? Do people dress up for that?
I don't fucking know. I've never been.
I don't think so.
I don't do anything that says the word festival in it anymore. Whether it's for strawberries or it's for sunsets. It's done. It's over. It is over. I'm just going to microdose with myself in the corner. I know I've been talking a big game about that, but I'm having
I actually microdosed yesterday.
You didn't.
I did.
On what?
Mushrooms.
This fucker had some shiitake mushrooms or some bullshit.
No,
that's
I got mushroom pills.
You're not getting
pills.
Any fucking... You microdosed?
Yeah.
No, you fucking didn't.
I bought mushroom pills, and it said, take three, and I took one.
That's a microdosing.
Yeah.
And he didn't take the full dose, so that's a microdose.
Oh, yeah, you show me that fucking picture. What is it? What was it?
I'll show you. Hold on.
Guys, did you take fucking penicillin?
No.
And you're like, oh, I microdosed on a mushroom.
It said take three, and I only took one.
I hate him.
I microdosed. It felt great.
It's probably like folic acid or some shit. What's
it's
in mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
I know it's mushrooms, but like, why are you taking it to say you microdosed?
Yeah,
that's pathetic.
It helps support the immune system.
Oh god. All
promotes
right.
Focus, clarity, and memory.
Okay.
Promotes overall wellness and vitality. Has 10 powerful mushrooms.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Tell me the experience of you watching yourself have sex. Was it, did you watch it with your mom?
No. She said she don't want to see it.
She didn't want to see it? Okay, that's probably
well, you
for
know,
the best.
You know she's seen part of it already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she told me she did.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Right. She just wanted to check it out and make sure that it was legit, and she said it was, and then she turned it off.
Yeah. She's like, and the thing is, she had to help clean up afterwards, so...
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But...
So, when they left you, you were a little bit... a bit of a mess was made?
No. Caitlin cleaned it up, and then my mom just wanted to go back
fucking
through and just...
What a girl!
She's the best.
God damn.
Yeah,
she really deserves being a Hall of Famer. I mean...
Absolutely.
Cleans you up. Tells you, makes you feel so comfortable. And I know there was one point where in the video that I saw where you felt, you're like, what can I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she said, touch whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Champion.
And then my phone
warrior.
Going off in the background. I should have shut my phone off.
Yes.
Yeah. Next time.
Next time. Brandon, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely, Brandon.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
Bye,
see
Brandon.
Ya. All right, we're gonna take a quick break.
Okay.
Hold on, I got the, I got it, I got it together. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, back for more. Sorry, just easier for us to take a break. So, for editing purposes.
Yep.
Thank you guys for staying tuned with us. It is Friday, January 21st, 2022. That still feels weird to say.
It does.
I feel like you start to get used to it usually around July, and then it's it's over again.
That is about how it goes, 2023.
So, very excited. Friday is always, I think it's the best day of the week. I think it's even better than Saturday because you're like, I got two whole nights that I could do whatever. Mm-hmm. And by whatever, I mean, you know, watch Ozark and flick my beat. That's usually what, you know.
That's what I plan on doing.
Flicking his beat. Right. Yep. And microdosing on fucking shrooms. You bastard. I thought this was an interesting story because this girl, here's the thing, and this is something that I've noticed with people in general. If you're just a normal girl and you are, let's just say, exploiting your body for profit, whatever that means, whether OnlyFans or Instagram or whatever the case may be, it doesn't really matter. I don't have an issue with it. But, you know, some people may think that you maybe are a little bit loose. You know, if all that's on your Instagram are pictures of your tits hanging out and your ass, again, not complaining, people maybe think you're a slut. Or they'll be like, this floozy hoe just showing her tits, just trying to get attention. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as something is a little bit off, like if you're 600 pounds, then you're brave. Or if you have like a, what do they call it? Is it a colostomy? What is it? The poop bag.
Oh, shit bag.
Shit bag. If you have any sort of disability.
Colostomy bag.
Colostomy. Because in the article I read about this woman, who's a very pretty girl, she is a sex worker, and she had a situation with her bowels where she had to have, I thought it was called a colostomy bag, but they call it an ostomy. I guess maybe that's just the procedure, perhaps. But she said put off by her ostomy. I don't know. Maybe they forgot part of the word. I'm not quite sure. But her name is Alex Elindo, and she had some sort of issue. I think maybe she had cancer or something. But anyway, she has this essentially a shit bag. But she's hot. She was a sex worker. She was worried it was going to affect her her career and her livelihood. But turns out she's making more money than ever. And I think she thinks it's because people are like, wow. Like, of course, if you're the girl, you're like, oh, wow, people accept me for who I am. Like, you take a more holistic approach on it. When really, people are just like, I want to see this girl with a shit bag and her pussy hanging out. Like, that's why people are.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's attractive. Here, let me move it to this screen here. Well, you can see it up there, but uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she's a babe, and she's a ginge, which I'm not saying you can't be one or the other, but I mean, it's not like you see the actual shit. It just looks like she has like a little heating pad on her belly.
She's got a lot of tats, but like if you're into that, she's good looking.
She's
like,
very
good
looking.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh.
Not my type,
on the
but
chest too.
Whoa.
Why though?
That's one of those Silence of the Lambs moths.
Is oh yeah? Yeah, it looks like a busy bee. That's not my look, but she's got a pretty face. She's yeah, like very pretty. You know, I don't know about the fox with the third eye on her shoulder.
What about the nose ring?
I don't like that look. I don't like the
no,
bowl.
I don't like any of that.
The what is it called? The pierced septum. That's a thing I see. That's not a thing that I like. Just your body's not paper. I feel like I'm talking like my mom. She's like, you're not. Your body's not paper.
Yeah, I agree.
I just. And
if you're into that look, she's good looking.
Yeah,
I
yeah. And here's the thing, like with these tattoos, it's not even like, well, what are you gonna do when you're old? Like, I think they look bad now.
Yeah,
I think they look bad now. But whatever. Like Blitz said, you're into that sort of shit. You like knuckle tats and neck tats and back tats and chest tats and a shit bag. Then this girl is for you. But I think that people get the story wrong because she wants to believe that people still find her sexy and beautiful, and maybe that they do. I'm not saying they don't.
Right.
But when you start to look weird, people are in it for the freak show aspect.
Yeah.
You know, not that she even looks like a freak show again, but I'm sure she's like, you can't just be like, if you want to make a splash, if you want to make it on New York Post, make it big time. You can't just be the girl that's on OnlyFans. You got to be the girl that's on OnlyFans with six kids. You got to be the girl that's on OnlyFans with a shit bag. You got to be the girl that's on OnlyFans with that's missing an arm. Like, you got to, there's got to be a story with you.
Now, does it say how much money she makes? Because it says she's on the top 1% of all earners on.
Yeah, on she just says top 1%. I don't know how much that is. I imagine it, clearly at least six figures, maybe seven figures a year, probably. I would say that's 1%, maybe six figures, maybe six.
Oh, it's at least six figures.
Yeah, and then it makes me think, like, what am I doing? If this is the ticket to success, like easy success, where you just have to, you don't even have to buy a camera, you just have your phone. Just have your phone, you take some pictures, you post them online, people spend money, they want to see you naked. I still don't really understand the... I understand our premise of OnlyFans, because we are giving you, like, crazy shit. But, like, if you're just getting still shots, you know that the internet is racked full of still photos and videos for free, you know? I don't know. But people like to pay for this shit. They will want to see the girl with the shit bag. And I guess you can interact with them, right? Like, if you're a subscriber... If you're, you know, a guy that maybe doesn't have a lot going on and you're messaging girls on Instagram, you feel like, wow, this girl maybe really likes me because I really like her and her matching shit bag. I like that.
I get it.
I like that shit. But would you be okay with anybody that you were dating making their money on something like this? Would that bother you?
It would bother me quite a bit.
And why would it bother you? Can we get into that? Why that would bother you? Because maybe that's more of a you issue.
Yeah. It's definitely a me issue.
Yeah.
I don't like to share.
Okay. That's fair. I wonder if most guys feel that way. Because I feel like a lot of guys now would say, you know, she's not a stripper. She's not getting touched by any other men.
Right.
She's making great fucking money. And on top of that, other guys desire the person that I actually have. You know?
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, if I'm with a girl and, like, we're walking and some guy's, like, looking at her, like, that's cool. I'm, like,
you're
I'm
not
okay
like,
with that.
Hey, what the fuck are you looking at?
No, as long as they're just looking, I'm like, yeah, that's, like, that's, yeah, you're damn right. That's what I got. Like, right. I'm all about that.
But what if she was making, what if millions of guys were looking and she was making bank?
How much bank?
Like, say she's making $200,000 a year just from this. Just from that. That's bank for literally a few photos. Say just photos.
I'd still say no.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would have a problem with that, too, if I was a guy, I think. I would just not want people to see my partner in, like, that intimate of a space. You know, because like you said, that's meant for you, that space. So that intimacy is meant for you. You don't really want to be sharing it with everybody else. And also, it's like not the greatest look, maybe, if you're kind of, say you're a guy that has a corporate job or whatever, and you got this chick who's just like, it's hard for people to maybe, I don't know, I hate to say take you seriously, but sort of.
And a lot of times, too, like, the women on OnlyFans and sites like that, like, they do better when they pretend like they're single.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably don't want to see a wedding ring on her finger. That's probably not the move.
Usually not.
Yeah, because then, like you said, it adds to the fantasy of, like, you could have me.
Correct.
Boy behind the keyboard that's jerking off, that's 460 pounds. Like, you could have me. I could be yours. And then that helps them imagine it more. But, yeah, I understand that. I also think that most people are not interested in her because they think she's so beautiful or amazing. I think they're just like, dude, I'm following this chick on OnlyFans that has a shit bag. And I have a question for people who do the OnlyFans thing. Not the people who do it, but the subscribers. Like, how many of the subscribers do you think are subscribed to multiple accounts? Probably most, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because then it's like, how much are these people spending on OnlyFans? Like, if you follow 10 people, some people's subscriptions are like $20 a month. So it's like you're spending $200 maybe on...
Right. Well, and some people do like, hey, I want a custom... Oh, I think they stopped doing that. But I know at one point they're like, hey, I want a custom video. And like, they could charge, you know, a few $100s for that.
Yeah. Now, if I was dating a guy, I think I would have a problem... If he was following somebody on OnlyFans that wasn't the Bubba Army.
Yeah.
I think I would have a problem with that.
I could see that.
But I wouldn't have a problem with him looking at porn, which was brought to my attention in my last relationship. And not that he, like, asked or anything, but I openly said, like, watch as much as you want to the point where you don't want to do anything with me, but, like, watch it to your heart's content, whatever. I don't care. You're not cheating. Mm-hmm. And if that is the outlet you need for, because I understand the male brain and its need for novelty and diversity. And if that's the avenue you need to take to kind of get those demons out, mm-hmm. or whatever, then
get the poison out.
Yeah, then fucking, oh, I'm having sex with a different girl in my head. Okay, fine, like, whatever. Like, that doesn't bother me, because it's just not realistic to think that your partner only fantasizes about you.
Right.
Because they're going to walk down the street and their head is going to turn because they see someone attractive. Unfortunately, you're not the only person on the planet that they can see or think is attractive.
Of course.
And when you kind of just understand that and digest that and you go, okay, so what? But they're making the decision to be with you. That's the difference that people... You can have desire for other people, but if you don't act on it, you don't cheat. You're not cheating.
Yeah, and they need to respect it. Like, they don't, you know.
Yeah, don't be like gawk at somebody. Be like, hey, holy shit, right. You're smacking asses and like catcalling while you're holding your girl's hand.
That's probably not a good look.
Probably not the move there, but also understanding that, yeah, like, you're going to find other people attractive and they're going to find other people attractive, but right. If nobody acts on it, then it's fine.
Exactly.
And if you're acting on it in your fucking head, listen, I'm not the thought police. If you want to go, if you need to go watch porn, hopefully you're not getting it on the dark web. That would be cool. You know, that it was probably a rule. Cool. That'd be a rule with me. Hey, you got to get this just from straight Google. You can't be going to dark web. Not Google, whatever. Pornhub or Hamster X, X Hamster, whatever it is.
XNXX.
Yeah, something like that. But if you need to do the torrents and you need special codes and go off Wi-Fi, I really don't understand how the dark web works. But
yeah,
if you need
either.
Other networks and stuff like that, then maybe that's not the move.
Oh.
But I have no problem with that. But I would have a problem with my man paying for looking at, you know, naked women. A specific person, right?
What if he found like a website that has like a bunch of different people and he's like, hey, it's, you know, it's only $20 a month, but I get like the full video instead of the 8-second trailer that's on X Hamster. How do you feel about that?
The spending money part, I don't know. It kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
And I can't even really articulate why. Like, if he's going to do it for free online. But I think it's because if he's paying for it, it means he really fucking needs it, you know? Because a lot of times, even if it's cheap, even if it's $5.99 a month, you go, I don't want to fucking pay that. Like, I could just do it. You know, it's not that important to me.
Exactly.
But if it's really important to you, you're like, fuck, I'll dish out $50 a month. And I'm like, $50 a month?
Yeah.
You could spend that on me. No, just kidding. But, you know, it's kind of like something like that.
At least 48 of it.
Exactly. So I think that that's where it would be like a red flag. Like, oh, shit, you really fucking need this. Bad.
Yeah.
I'm clearly not enough, and then we start to spiral. We start to spiral into self-doubt and insecurity, and that is a place I know very well.
Oh.
Very well. I'm like almost comfortable. I'm like, oh, we're back again? Like, I hate myself. Oh,
nice to meet you.
So nice. Oh, it feels it's so comfy and cozy here. I remember this place. I like this place. Lots of fond memories here. Crying. It's great. Let's take a phone
Poor
call.
Gus.
Hello, who's this?
Hey. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Pedro.
Hey, Pedro, what's going on?
Not too much. Anna, you're talking about traveling?
Yes.
Abroad, well, my wife, of course, she goes down.
Oh, we know.
Oh, she goes down big time, you know what I mean?
You guys are looking at my windows or what, man?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Happened just yesterday.
I mean that with,
yeah,
with
your
all
wife
the respect.
Wasn't even home.
Yes, she was. Anyway, so she goes down to South America pretty often. She's actually got some trips coming up, and she's going to get rid of them because one of her coworkers went to Lima. He
Peru.
Tested negative here. Out there, he tested positive.
Yeah.
In one flight, and they kept him there for 10 days.
Damn.
And the airline just left him there. So, you know, if you're going to go abroad right now, I'd say, you know, wait a little bit
until some
Omicron BS dies down. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Now, was it?
That's not the same as here.
Like, serious. Was it American? Was it an American airline or was it a Peruvian airline?
It was an American airline.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like, well, maybe I just go to U.S. Virgin Islands or something.
It can still happen there, though, because it's.
They won't let me on a plane, even though I want to go home. It's not like I'm crossing a border.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you test positive there, they're going to keep you there.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Just ruined my
airlines
birthday.
Are ridiculous right now.
Ruined my fucking so, birthday.
Thanks, Pedro. You ruined your birthday.
Ruined my birthday.
No, well, just
she's almost 40.
Ruined my 40th
I'm 44.
Birthday.
You're fine. But I had to fight to send my kid back to school, my 14-year-old, because I tested positive. Well, three of them in my house tested positive on the 11th.
Yeah.
They didn't want him to go back to school until the 24th. And I had to spend like 45 minutes on the phone on Tuesday saying, listen, this is unacceptable, man. I can't stand having this kid home right now.
Well, this kid sucks.
How did your kid's school know that you tested positive?
Because our 9-year-old was sent home with a fever. And we received a message saying, hey, you know, did you guys happen to test? And, well, you know, once she tested positive at her school, which was like she went sent home on Monday, she went back on Wednesday, we tested that Sunday. We're like, well, shit, you know, maybe we should tell the school because, you know, we don't want someone to take it home and someone dies. You know, that's our only fear is if they're around the grandmother and they get sick and they die, then we feel bad. But, yeah, so we told the school, and then they all started freaking out. But for her, the 9-year-old, they said, okay, 5 days, she can come back on Tuesday. Our 14-year-old was like, oh, no, the 24th. I'm like, 24th, that's my D, man. That's a month. That's ridiculous. And like, oh, well, I guess we made a mistake because he never tested positive. So damn. This shit's so stupid right now, man.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
And then Gary called in earlier. This is the issue that we have with anyone involved in any kind of politics. They're just blind to anything outside of what they watch.
You dropped your hammer.
You know?
I'm sorry.
He doesn't.
Yeah, that sucks. Gary fucking blows dicks.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I was like, yeah,
I can't stand when he calls. Anybody else I can deal with? Him?
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Forrest.
Anyway, well... Have fun smacking his ass, Anna, and I'll keep listening.
All right. See you, Pedro.
Bye.
See you guys.
Whose ass am I slapping?
I don't know. I didn't understand that one either.
I was kind of focused on making fun of him because the hammer dropped or something fell in the background, and I was focused on that, and then I kind of was only catching like bits and pieces of it.
It was one of those pool cleaning things.
All right.
It was one of those big sticks with a little brush on the end.
I like how those people can multitask, but I can't. You know, if one thing's off, I'm like, well, I can't think and talk at the same time. They're like fucking doing their job. People are having side conversations. No big deal. 81390. Bubba, divorce registries apparently are a thing now.
What?
Yeah. So like instead of like a wedding registry, imagine having the fucking audacity.
That's what I was thinking.
You decide to get married. Let me just walk you through what you expect of other people, okay? And let me just say that maybe we should be examining our own culture for a second instead of shitting on everybody else's, which I also do, but I also look at my own as well. Let me just walk you through what happens when you make a decision to get married.
Yep.
You want to get married, right? So then you invite all these people. Hey, I need a bridal shower. We'll talk about from the woman's perspective.
All right.
I'm getting married. You need to give me stuff before my wedding. Okay, fine. We throw you a party. Fuck. All right, here's your fucking bridal shower. Boom. Hey, actually, because it's my last week of being single, technically, I also want us to go to Cabo for a week. So you guys better take the fuck off so that you guys can come party with me and get drunk with some tequila.
Go to Chippendales.
Yeah. So then you got to take another week off and get your ass down to Cabo and party with this bitch or Vegas, wherever the fuck people go.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back. Then you have to do the actual wedding. Now it's wedding weekend, and it's never just a day. It's a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So then there's the rehearsal dinner.
Exactly.
If you're part of the bridal party or shower, yes. Whatever. Then you got to do the rehearsal dinner. So that's the night before. So you got to find a babysitter for your own fucking kids.
Well, and if you're like a good friend, then like you're involved in the picking out the dress and what kind of cake to get.
Did she say yes to the dress?
Oh.
Right. So you got to pick out the dress. Then you got to go, and you got to go to the rehearsal dinner, right? You got that. Then the actual day of the wedding, and just because you got her a present in the form of at the bridal shower and in the form of a free trip to Mexico, doesn't mean you're off the hook for a present either.
Yeah.
So you got to get her that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then they get married. Fine. Great. Awesome. Then they decide to start having children. Okay.
Yes.
Now you got to go back, and you have to more parties and fucking
baby showers.
Gifts. Oh, gender reveal. I thought we weren't doing that anymore because genders don't matter and they're not real. But whatever. I guess they are for you because you need more gifts. So we go, we have to go to that thing. Oh, then the baby shower. Okay, now you have the baby, great. Then the baby decides it has to have birthdays.
Yeah.
Then they invite, hey, you got to come to the first, second, third, fourth, and we need a gift every fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the audacity, decide that they don't like their life anymore and they want to get divorced. Now they're putting up divorce registries for people that are, quote, getting the shit kicked out of them. Now, maybe this is mostly for men. I don't know. But, yeah, divorce registries are a thing now where people are like, hey, I lost this in the divorce. I don't have a blender anymore. Can someone get me a blender? I lost that in the divorce. I don't have a couch. Can someone get me a couch? Because I don't have any fucking money because I lost it all. I don't know. It just seems like a lot to ask of other people. That's all I'm saying.
It is a lot.
If I were to get married, which I'm not, and to be honest, I don't think I ever will, and that's not like a sob story, that's not a I don't believe in love or anything story. That's right. Just a I don't want the government involved in my affairs story, number one. And number two, I don't want to, I hate hassling other people.
Right.
Because it's never just the wedding. But oddly enough, I enjoy going to weddings. But only when they are convenient for me.
See, I'm going to get married, and, like, my quote-unquote wedding is basically going to be, like, a group of friends and, like, hey, let's all go, like, go hang out at the beach.
Go shooting.
Like, yeah, or, like, go somewhere. Just hang out for the day. Like, just have some fun. Yeah. And we'll call that the wedding.
Yeah, like, I'm going to a wedding in April that I'm excited about because it's in fucking Ybor.
Okay.
And I can make that commute.
Yeah.
I don't have to hop on a plane. I had a wonderful time at my friend's wedding, but it was a lot to
sure.
And she didn't expect me to go, by the way. She wasn't like, please come. She wasn't like that. No, she was giving me all the outs.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want me to be there.
She didn't want me to be there. And I was also like not vaxxed and stuff, and that was kind of freaking out. She's like, you really don't have to. I'm like, oh, I'm coming.
Like, this bitch.
She's like, God fucking damn it. So
I sent the invitation, so she sent a present. This bitch is going to be here.
She's going to be there. It's funny, like, right of a present. But, But yeah, so I enjoy going to other people's weddings when they're convenient, but I would never want to, like, stress anybody else out about, like, my shit. Like, I wouldn't have, like, a bridal shower and a fucking bachelorette.
No way.
Unless you guys go to dinner or something. You have, like, a night.
Yeah.
Like, a night is fine. But,
sure.
Like, to ask people, I don't know how people do it. It lives on the Instagram world. And the Instagram sphere, I see, like, you know... So I had a lot of Asian friends in high school, and it seems like when every single one of them get married, it's like all 10 of them have to take off and they go to Vegas or Cabo or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Or they'll even go someplace crazy. They're like, oh, we're going to fucking Madrid. I'm like, what? Going to Madrid for a week and everybody can take that time off? What do you guys do for work?
No
what
kidding.
The fuck? But I guess with regular corporate jobs, if you get enough notice, you can do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's foreign to me. I never understood that you could just take that time off.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, or make that much money where you're like, yeah, and it's not like they just go and they're slumming it. It's not like they're going backpacking through Spain. Like, they're fucking balling out in Barcelona. I'm like, how in the fuck? But whatever. Even though Pedro tried to ruin my birthday,
he sure did.
It's not happening. I'm going somewhere, baby. I'm getting on a plane.
Are you
going
to go to Lima?
No. No, I think I need to just, I might do more of like a relaxing type thing, a little bit of exploring, but mostly relaxing. And a weekend isn't long enough to go on like a proper.
No, it's not.
Proper trip somewhere, you know, where you can really explore and see what the hell's out there. I feel like Iceland is on my list soon. I need to do that shit.
I would like to go to Reykjavik.
That's in Iceland. Is that the capital?
It's where you'd fly into for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking at tickets here and there, different random places, Finland, Norway. I'm like, do I even want to go to these places? I don't know. I do. I want to see some new things. Tired of the same old thing. And I feel like I used to, bless you, I used to prioritize traveling a little bit more, but that's when I didn't care about my job that I had. You know, now I care.
Sure.
And I'm scared that you guys can do this just as well without me, even though I've seen that you can. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe next Christmas I go and do something crazy and then just force my parents to come out see me. I'm like, hey, why don't you fucking see me? And I'll go somewhere during that time period.
While they're here?
No, not while they're here, obviously. But I didn't explain that clearly. But I mean, they come and see me during the summer or something. And then during the wintertime when I have the 2 weeks off, I go to fucking Thailand or something.
Okay.
I go to Cambodia and party it up in Phnom Penh.
Would
that's how you
would
go.
Would you want to go back? You wouldn't want to go back there, like...
I would, but I'd like to go see some new stuff.
That's
first.
What I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it was like my friends were having a reunion or something like that and they wanted to go back to Thailand, I would go.
Okay.
But I'm like, maybe I should take advantage of the fact that I have friends in France or, you know, I have some friends in Sweden and take advantage of that. But I do not want to take advantage of that in the wintertime. That's not the move.
No.
So I've been thinking about places I could go during the wintertime where it is summer. Maybe Colombia. Oh. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Let's take another call and head out of here. Who's this?
Anna, this is Gary. How are you this
Hey, Gare Bear. I'm well.
Hey.
I can't imagine I said anything that pissed you off in the last hour and a half, but I'm sure you'll find something. What's up?
Well, I don't suck dicks, and you wish you could. You're not even going to get married, so what are you talking about this bullshit? Anyway, if I wanted to be a Republican, I would hate women, minorities, the poor, gay people.
Hey,
I wouldn't believe in evolution.
You're not going to be Republican,
greedy,
so why do you care?
I'd be traitor. Look at the first, what the Capitol building looked like on Trump's first day as president and his last day as president.
Get it out. Let it out.
4 years of shit.
Poke it out.
Twist it out. Shit it out. Fart it out. Get it out, Gare Bear. Come on. It's stuck inside of you. You're constipated with emotion, and I'm giving you a form to get it out. Let it out. Be free.
I already told you.
Eat.
Literally, no one gets this but me. No one gets this but me and Blitz. Let it out.
You're a monkey behind the board.
Okay. Yeah. Let it out, Gare Bear. It's okay.
Hey, why do those punk ass bitches at your former employer get all hurt when I blast one dude, but I compliment everybody else?
Everybody,
how the fuck is she supposed to know?
Listen, I fully support if you want to blast guys. If you want to blast guys all day, I'm in support of it. I don't understand why they get upset. It doesn't upset me at all.
Somebody needs to blast some guys.
Yeah.
Say it,
Gary. I'm sure you're pretty used to it there, Blitz.
Ooh.
Oh,
sick burn by Gare Bear.
You
anything
like
else?
Cock chuggler.
Yep.
Cock chuggler. Anything else?
Fuck, you got
chuggle,
me, Gary.
Chuggle.
Okay, what else you got?
Gabriel, we got like 10 seconds left with you.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Shit.
Bye! All right.
Then you had plenty of time and didn't even say anything good at all.
I know. But listen, he just needs to let it out. I would like to see, he says he's married, right?
It's what he says.
I'd like to see a picture of your wife, Gare Bear. I hope you don't treat her like you treat us. That's all I'm going to say. Because I imagine she probably gets real sick of your shit real quick. She wishes she could hang up on you like we can. But in all seriousness, Gary's fine. He's a decent man when you get down to it. No, probably not. Anywho, have a great weekend. Thanks for spending the last hour and a half with us. We will see you on Monday. We'll be making some pizzas with the Pizza Pizzazz machine. What is it called?
The Presto Pizzazz Plus Pizza
there
Maker.
There you go. It's going to be full-blown 7-Eleven here at 8:30 a.m. on Monday.
Make sure you guys check out Facebook, YouTube, Instagram over the weekend.
OnlyFans.
I might go live.
Yes. Thank you, Blitz, for everything.
Yep.
Be well. Be safe. We'll see you Phone home. Bye, guys. I'm the dysfunction, just trying to fill the void.